and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. If you or someone you know has a nonprofit, check the list at FindMassMoney.gov. We have Olivia joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
It's a big anniversary for you guys, the 20th anniversary runway show for Runway for Recovery. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
That's a lot of walking and a lot of outfits.
You have a lot of fashion over the years.
So let's talk about, for people that don't know, Runway for Recovery, what exactly you guys support.
Yeah, so we're a breast cancer nonprofit, and as opposed to other breast cancer nonprofits that are raising money and funding research, we are funding families where a mom has passed away from breast cancer or been diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Mm. And we also host runway shows around the country, but it all started in Boston, and our runway shows are incredible fashion, but more importantly, they feature models who have been impacted by breast cancer in some way.
Olivia, what made you want to start this all those years ago?
Yeah, so I was 25 years ago, my mom passed away. I was 20 years old, and I did a lot of breast cancer fundraisers myself, like a 3-day, walk or a bike ride, and was raising money. But I felt like there were going to be other kids like me for whom the cure did not come in time. And I really wanted to do something to honor my mom. I thought I would just do it for 1 year. And here we are 20 years later. But she was very stylish and always pulled together. And I thought a fashion show would be a tribute to her and her style. And then finding other kids like me to fund also, was a shout out to the legacy that she led as a mother when she was alive. So it started, as I said, thinking, 1 year, celebrate mom, and I don't know, thousands of models later, it just keeps going. So.
It's incredible. Yeah.
There's something, I don't know how to express this, but getting dressed up, watching these women get out on the runway,
yeah,
and they're just beaming with joy because of the outfits, because of the way they've been styled, the support they're getting. It really seems like to me, because I went 1 year, that it was just, it filled their soul.
You know, it's interesting. Breast cancer takes a lot of the things that we culturally associate with femininity. It can take away people's hair and obviously can change their bodies and they can go through huge amounts of surgeries. And then it just, I think women lose control of their looks and their bodies. And for one night, we can take that all away and, give them a little bit of makeup and hair, but mostly, or hairstyling, but mostly it's the support of the audience and just having, 800 people in the room on their feet cheering for you. The hope is that it's a very different experience than all the other ones that are associated with the disease.
Okay, so this year it's going to be at the Westin, right? Down in the Seaport?
Yes, down in the Seaport. Down at the Westin, there's 175 models who have been invited back. And they walk with their children and their loved ones. And as I said, they've all had some experience with breast cancer. They're from all over New England, in some cases the country. And you can buy tickets online at runwayforrecovery.org. It's October 29th. It's at 6:30 p.m. And it will sell out. We say this every year. Nobody believes us, but we can fit 1,000 people, and then we got to cut it off. So grab your tickets before we sell out.
Breast cancer touches so many of our lives. I know my mother's had it. I know Kennedy's had it. Carson's wife, Lana, has had it. So I think what you're doing is absolutely incredible. And I'm sure the feedback you get from these women and the families that you're helping is astounding.
Yes, I say every day it doesn't feel like a job to do the work. Sorry, I still get so emotional talking about it.
I've like been fighting back the tears the whole time. I'm not going to lie. I'm like every time.
We all do.
I know. I'm
do.
Just like, it's a lot. It's when you try to.
It's a lot. I say this every time, but if anyone knows Kleenex, I would love for them to sponsor. But no, I think that we all talk about it because we all know what it's like to be a parent or a child. And as I said, you know, when you're in the room and you're seeing the people on the stage, in some cases, they're the families we fund. We talk a lot in the breast cancer landscape about statistics and, you know, these are the personal stories.
Right. Yes. I'm not crying. You're crying.
No, I'm not crying. You're not crying. It's just every day in a runway office. My poor PR team is like, we put you on different wonderful news programs and you just cry.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's, you know, we've all experienced it one way or another. And it's just so special what you're doing. Okay. If you want information about the 20th anniversary runway show in Boston, Runway for Recovery, you can drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and we will forward you a link. It was great to have you on the show. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
On the 20th anniversary, Olivia, and you are, again, a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.